means all and doesn't mean anything less than all. Psalm 8 says the name of the Lord is majestic in all the earth, and His glory has been set above the heavens, and all things are under His feet. All righteousness, all evil strategies, all sheep, all oxen, and all the birds of the air. That means He has exclusive dominion over all. It doesn't mean He chooses if and when we fall down and skin our knees. That's a choice we make. But He does have all dominion to intercede and even persuade a new direction in our actions. All means all, and there's never a time the Lord means anything less than all. Shema. Listen and understand, friends. Deuteronomy 6:4-5. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might. All means all and nothing less. With all your breathing, all your thinking, all your feeling, and all your abundance. The word of the Lord is so important, it takes precedence over anything and anyone else in the universe forever. In fact, His words are so valuable, I say write them on your hands, print them between your eyes, put them on the floor, windows, and mirrors of your house, so every way you turn, out every window from which you look, God Almighty is in front of you, behind you, above and below, on the left and on the right. Psalm 86:12. I give thanks to you, O Lord my God, with my whole heart, and I will glorify your name forever. Because of your greatness, I'll deny myself personal greatness, because you alone, Lord, are worthy of any and all glory. The Lord is worthy of all my praise. He is the one we've all been searching for, with all our being, who we can give ourselves to with all confidence and surrender. I'll tell you, I've learned the hard way in life. Don't give yourself to someone who isn't trustworthy, and you can't find out if they are in a few days. It takes time, but it's worth the wait. You don't give yourself to someone just because they like you or have something you want. You give yourself to someone who loves you and has shown over time they like you, prefer you, love you, and care about you, who always makes room for you and has your best interests at heart. We don't give ourselves to anyone who holds out affection from us in order to get what they want. Right? You give yourself to someone who consistently extends themselves to you and knows how to have open dialogue and speaks to you every day. Someone honest and transparent, with kindness, tact, and diplomacy. The Lord qualifies for all that and more. Not only does He speak to us daily, but He has written down everything we need to know about Him and how to best connect with Him, to know His character, preferences, and standards. Revelation 4:9-11. And whenever the living creatures give glory and honor and thanks to Him who is seated on the throne, who lives forever and ever, the 24 elders fall down before Him who is seated on the throne and worship Him who lives forever and ever. They cast their crowns before the throne, saying, "Worthy are you, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power. For you created all things, and by your will they exist and were created." Although the elders were given crowns, for God saw it was their right to wear them, in the presence of God, they knew the Lord alone was the only one worthy, and bowing low in humility and honor, they tossed their crowns at the feet of Jesus. They cast off all their titles, all their worthiness to God alone. They gave their all and took Christ alone as their crown. In Luke 21, Jesus was more impressed by the widow woman more than all the rest, who probably gave because they could afford it or because it was convenient. Jesus said, "I tell you truly, this poor widow put in more than all the rest, for those others have all made offerings from their surplus wealth, but she, from her poverty, has offered her whole livelihood. She gave her all. She gave her whole being, body, soul, and intellect to God to be used according to His will." This is what God is asking all of us who call ourselves Christians to do every day. Letting go the high points of our careers, all our accolades and self-celebrations. All. Let the Lord have all your past greatness, all your sneering thoughts, and all the self-importance. Shed your titles and positions and give them to the only one worthy of the place you so wish you could hold. Let Christ be the only one in your life you worship and praise. Let us do our best at everything we do. Even if we bid a project too low, we should still give our utmost and learn to bid or choose better next time. Colossians 3:23-24. Whatever you do, work heartily as for the Lord and not for men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the inheritance as your reward. You are serving the Lord Christ. Let us learn to give the Lord not only our worship and praise, but also all our problems and pain. Pain and disappointment will be with us from birth to death as long as we wear skin. So, let it go. I believe so many people find it easier to write a check for a tithe than it is to give God themselves. But what many seem to miss is that the Lord doesn't need your money. He is asking of you to give everything, you, all you are and all you will be. If we'll give Him our all, He'll rebuild us into something so amazing we could never have imagined ourselves to be. And never in this life could we become all God wants for us by ourselves. I am surrounded by peace. I'm realizing, Lord, You're all that I need. And I come to You, Holy God, placing my shame at the foot of the cross. I don't want to be the same. So, Lord, I'm calling out Your name. I surrender all that I am. All that You see, the good and the bad, I lay at Your feet. I surrender, Lord, I surrender, and I give You my all. What do you think? Thank you for listening. I'm Social Porter with Living in His Name Ministries.